KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
Still have cloudy skies here this morning and light rain lingering around the area. 38 degrees at the KJAN studios. We anticipate rain here this morning, followed by gradual clearing and a high of 44 here today. Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in-state and local news on KJAN. The Red Oak Police Department reports the early Saturday morning arrest of a Red Oak man for public intoxication. At 2:04 a.m. this morning, officers responded to a call of a possible intoxicated male in the 100 block of North 3rd Street. Officers then arrested 19-year-old Tyler Austin Sowers of Red Oak for public intoxication. Sowers was taken to the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center and held on $300 bond. An $80.6 million bridge crossing the Mississippi River to link Iowa and Illinois is opening after 2 years of construction. Officials from the Iowa and Illinois Transportation Departments joined with local leaders Friday to celebrate completion of the bridge connecting Cibola, Iowa with Savannah, Illinois. The bridge was expected to open to traffic on Friday evening. The bridge replaces a span that opened in 1932 as a private toll bridge. The old bridge will be dismantled in the spring. The new bridge is 40 feet across, double the width of the old bridge, and more than 2,400 feet long. The closest crossing of the Mississippi is 20 miles away, connecting Clinton and Fulton, Illinois. Authorities say a boil order for the city of Adair that had been in place since a water main break on Wednesday was rescinded on Friday. The water was deemed safe to drink and for other purposes after tests showed no bacterial contamination was found. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office reports 45 pounds of marijuana was seized into evidence on Wednesday afternoon after a Minnesota man was pulled over for speeding 62 miles per hour in a 55-mile-an-hour zone. Deputy Brian Miller conducted the traffic stop near mile marker 7 on Interstate 80 at around 1 p.m. Wednesday. While speaking with the driver, the 47-year-old Vang Herr of Lake Elmo, Minnesota, Deputy Miller detected the odor of marijuana coming from Herr's 2018 Ford F-150 pickup. A probable cause search was conducted during which several bags of marijuana were located in the bed of the truck. Herr was arrested for drug possession with the intent to deliver. He was booked into the Pottawatomie County Jail without incident. A traffic stop at around 1:40 a.m. on Friday in Clarinda resulted in the discovery of drugs in the vehicle and the arrest of the driver. Clarinda Police Chief Keith Brothers reports officers arrested 51-year-old Richard Lance Atkinson of Newmarket. He was arrested for driving on suspicion of operating a motor vehicle while under the influence of controlled substances, possession of marijuana, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Atkinson is being held in the Page County Jail on $2,300 bond. And reports were filed with the Page County attorney as well for the filing of formal charges. A traffic stop Thursday night in Adams County resulted in the arrest of a woman on drug-related charges. The Adams County Sheriff's Office reports a vehicle driven by Heather Newkirk of Nottoway was pulled over at around 7:37 p.m. Upon further investigation, Newkirk was placed under arrest for possession of drug paraphernalia after deputies located a blue methamphetamine pipe in her purse. Newkirk was also cited for driving under suspension. The Adams County canine tracer assisted deputies at the scene. Sheriff officials in Montgomery County late Thursday night arrested 40-year-old Jennifer Sue Graham of Villisca on a valid Taylor County felony warrant for fraudulent practices second degree. Graham was taken into custody at around 11:24 p.m. in the 100 block of East 6th Street in Villisca and taken to the Taylor County Jail where she was being held without bond. Two men were arrested early on Friday morning in Red Oak. Police say 40-year-old Michael Todd Brace of Red Oak was arrested on an active Adams County warrant for accessory to a misdemeanor. His bond at the Montgomery County Jail was set at $300. And 22-year-old Juan Esquivel of Shenandoah was arrested on Friday on an active Page County warrant for a probation revocation. Esquivel was transported to the Page County Jail. Red Oak police arrested three people in the same area Thursday night at around 9:30 p.m. Officers arrested 19-year-old Dawson Allen Squires of Red Oak, along with 20-year-old Alexis Cheyenne Straw. Both were charged with violating a no-contact order. At about that same time, 19-year-old Michael Wade Hamilton was arrested for harassment. Those individuals were transported to the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center, where Dawson and Straw were being held without bond, and Hamilton was held on $300 bond. A federal judge has sentenced a Central Iowa man to life in prison for hooking girls age 12 and 15 on crack cocaine, having sex with them, and later providing them to his drug dealer for sex acts in exchange for drugs. Federal prosecutors in Des Moines described Clark Wesley Betts Jr. as a dangerous predator who should spend the rest of his life in prison. The 41-year-old Betts from Urbandale was sentenced on Friday. He was convicted by a jury in June on two counts of child sex trafficking. He was ordered to pay nearly $350,000 in restitution to one girl and nearly $375,000 to the other, amounts calculated to provide them counseling and appropriate medication for the rest of their lives. Two Southwest Iowa men were arrested on Friday morning in Page County. The sheriff's office reports deputies arrested 34-year-old Timothy Dean Kerfey of rural Brattyville on a Page County District Court warrant for violation of probation on an original charge of possession of a controlled substance. Kerfey was arrested at the Page County Courthouse when he appeared for another criminal charge. Kerfey posted the $1,000 cash bond and was released pending future court proceedings. And 32-year-old Joshua Dean Cooney of Bedford was arrested on a warrant for failure to appear from Taylor County District Court. Cooney was transported to the Page Taylor County line and turned over to the Taylor County Sheriff's Office as he was unable to post the $1,000 cash bond. The Page County Sheriff's Office is asking for your help in solving a burglary and theft. Deputies on Friday investigated a burglary at 200 3rd Street in Brattyville. The property is owned by Kevin Douglas Boffman. Boffman reported that sometime between November 1st and November 16th, someone gained entry into his shop at that address and stole a Miller 110 wire welder valued at $1,200 and two Brodix engine heads for a big block Chevy engine. The heads were valued at $2,800. Anyone with information about the burglary is asked to contact the Page County Sheriff's Office at 712-542-5193 or their local law enforcement agency. The Iowa Economic Development Board has approved nearly $10 million in financial incentives for five companies promising to create 436 jobs. The board on Friday awarded TPI Composites in Newton $1.6 million to create 351 jobs. The company leases space in the former Maytag factory to make wind turbine blades. It plans to rent additional space to make bodies for electric-powered passenger buses. The board also approved $1.5 million for Riverdale aluminum manufacturer Arconic Inc. to support a $160 million expansion, creating 30 jobs. John Deere received $2.9 million for a project in Urbandale to set up a new software and hardware technologies business to help farmers improve yields, creating 31 new jobs. Other projects funded include a Swisher whiskey distillery and a Fort Dodge livestock feed additive maker. And the Iowa Supreme Court has ruled that siblings who inherited a large share of their stepfather's estate must pay inheritance taxes in a case that challenged the way Iowa's tax laws treat stepchildren. The Iowa legislature in 2003 changed the state's inheritance law so that children left money from a step-parent after the parents divorced couldn't qualify for an inheritance tax exemption afforded natural or adopted children. Paula Tyler and Mark Alcorn sued the state to recover $200,000 in taxes, claiming the law violates the Iowa Constitution's guarantee of equal protection. They inherited the bulk of the estate of their stepfather, Donald Hitzhusen, a Rockford-area farmer. The court found that the state did not violate the Constitution by revising tax laws as a way to promote close family relationships. And officials with the Cass County Conservation Service have announced the trumpeter swans have arrived at the Chilburg Recreation Area and that the contest, which began back in October, has ended. A contest was held with regard to the arrival date of the large-winged birds. The winning date was November 9th when 15 trumpeter swans arrived and stayed for more than 24 hours. Officials say Leola Canning picked the correct date and, with her good guess, won an 8x10 trumpeter swan's print from the Cass County Conservation Board. The board thanks everyone who took the time to enter that contest. That's a look at some of the latest in state and local news. Now taking a look at your funeral announcements here this morning. Emily Gardner Dick, age 78, of Council Bluffs, a native of Oakland, died November 7th. Funeral services for Emily Gardner Dick will be held today at 11 a.m. at the St. John United Church of Christ in Council Bluffs. Cutler O'Neill Meyer Woodring Bayless Park Chapel in Council Bluffs has the arrangements. Bernice Wilhelmine Mordhorse, age 103, of Elkhorn, died Monday at the Salem Lutheran Home in Elkhorn. Mass of Christian burial for Bernice Mordhorse will be held on Saturday, November, here today, at 11 a.m. at the St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Dwayne Diz Christensen, age 68, of Crescent, formerly of Elkhorn, died Tuesday at Mercy Medical Center in Council Bluffs. Services for Dwayne Diz Christensen will be held today at 2 p.m. at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton has the arrangements. Marlene Christensen, age 76, of Harlan, died Friday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Funeral services for Marlene Christensen will be held Monday at 10:30 a.m. at Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Wilma M. Fagan, age 89, of Adair, died Thursday at Mercy Hospice in Johnston. Funeral services for Wilma Fagan will be held on Monday at 10:30 a.m. at the St. John's Catholic Church in Adair. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Adair has arrangements. Melvin Thielen, age 82, of Manning, died Friday at the Manning Plaza. Mass of Christian burial for Melvin Thielen will be held Monday at 11 a.m. at the Sacred Heart Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has the arrangements. Don Deers, age 96, of Greenfield, died Wednesday at the Greenfield Rehabilitation and Healthcare Center. A Mass of Christian burial for Don Deers will be held on Tuesday at 10:30 a.m. at St. John's Catholic Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has the arrangements. Elaine M. Sorensen, age 86, of Audubon, died Friday at the Audubon County Memorial Hospital in Audubon. Funeral services for Elaine M. Sorensen will be held on Tuesday at 10:30 a.m. at the Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has the arrangements. Mildred Ava Lamar, age 97, of Clive and formerly of Stewart, died Thursday at the Silvercrest at Woodlands Creek Assisted Living Center in Clive. Funeral mass for Mildred Ava Lamar will be held on Tuesday at 11 a.m. at the All Saints Catholic Church in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home, Stewart Chapel, has the arrangements. James Jim Schwartz, age 85, of Atlantic, died Friday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Funeral services for Jim Schwartz will be held on Wednesday at 10:30 a.m. at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. And Violet Erbs, age 89, of Greenfield, died Thursday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Funeral services for Violet Erbs are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. That's a look at your latest in news and funeral announcements here on KJAN. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN News.